Founders gumbo deals, we may get Wise planning to go on that. How do you want to handle that? If someone says his wife is going, we just say fine.
Offer to Wise.
We're going to offer just on the other basis and see whether a problem arises. Probably as soon as one wife goes, they'll all have to do it.
Yeah.
In a way, that's not bad though, because it's a 7 number.
How do we get on?
Well, just the one that you want, and you don't have to put more. And then you can have them in up to talk.
Well, I'm just thinking that just sort of long enough. See, I would like the people to see bottom section two. In other words, I would mind both the damn plane.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say, except for his minimal staff. So if it's the staff section, that can be set up so that it's pleasant for people listening to the passengers.
Not too good.
It's not bad though. In the new plane, we don't have it set up that way, do we? So that's, that'll be.
Staff section's the other side.
Yeah, I can do it. Well, I think what you want that. But if you need it, if you need it.
I don't think we'll need it. I think we can fill in the VIP section.
Right.
And the lounge.
Fine.
And why do you want
to have the VIP section with the lounge and then put whatever congressional types, like Timmons and the rest of the staff section?
I thought we'd just take Timmons and Carlos.
Well, the cook ought to go too.
No. It's not. That's all you need. You do need a couple.
I think Carlos just talked to him.
I think Carlos.
He's all he was with his service. Number three. You know, I like people who can sort of talk.
Yeah.
And instead of looking over the list, if there's anybody else on there that needs to be talked to, put somebody else on to talk to them, like if there might be somebody or anything that needs to talk to them. You know what I mean?
But I said about Louis 95.
Sure.
On the farming the dying study, we had told the state to do that briefing today because you shouldn't be the principal spokesman on that issue, and we ought to get the basic facts out of it, pictures and everything. We have a CIA study which we've declassified, and then we can use that as a Bible to which to go back.
But the statement doesn't controvert what I've said.
Oh no, it supports what you've said, but it gives it the backup, and then that can be referred to. It backed it up.
Well, you be sure that in there, they said this is totally, this is the report the president based his statement on.
That's right.
And here's the report he based his statement on.
Now, Rogers is going to complain. He doesn't want to do it. Alex Chance and Sullivan want to do it. Rogers now wants defense to do it. Everybody, however, knows.
Why the president want defense to do it?
Well, because he doesn't want the controversy, but all I want you to know is if he's willing to do it, but if he hits you on it, if you would just back it up.
It's more effective. Defense does it. They don't believe defense. They will believe state. That's what I'm going to tell you.
It's more effective to state that.
It's state that.
No, if defense, that's this. They won't believe defense. They will believe state.
That's right. And they can do a very effective. It's a good briefing. We've gone over it. And it is the briefing on which your presentation yesterday was based. But it has a lot more facts than you could possibly give, but it shouldn't be you against James Bond, the weapons start shooting at the other. Bill said that it should be done this afternoon.
That's right.
And in case he calls, that's just what
I thought. Well, put it. I want it to be done in the terms that I believe
you're sure
two things are made. One, they are to say, here are the facts on which the president's basis is statement. Second, we're to say that he believes state should do it because state will be more believable on this than defense. Defense is considered to be a party that is independent. State will be considered to be more objective. Okay?
Okay, I'll get it.
Boy, they haven't heard
sort of summertime when schools, kids aren't going by thinking about issues like environment. Nobody's caring about that, you know. And the OEO, childcare, you know, legal services, even the veto strategy and so forth. And I could ask you about the economy because that's all good news.
That's right.
That's true. That's true. At the moment, it's good. You got to be prepared for it because they might have something. Maybe something. Well, he was going to schedule a press conference for 1 o'clock.
Has he?
Right, he must be getting off then. I don't know. He said, yeah, his whole line yesterday was he, under no circumstances would he get off now. He's doubly certain he's going to stay on. He isn't going to let Jack Anderson drive him off the table. And the McGovern people have put out that it's an irrevocable decision that he will stay on the ticket. At the same time, they put out that they're watching to see what the public attitude is.
Reminder, be sure to follow up on getting George Mutton to kick the shit out of the
right.
Field.
oh, then the guy offered as the final thought, he said, and also the governor is not at all well. See, that's a factor that comes in every single one we get. The governor said it to everybody, he to, you know, both Bill Graham and
he may be living down that long road. His address apparently had to deal. I don't know anything about these things, but you know, a guy can get off the word at the end. Also, most people have premonitions. Mm-hmm. They know if they're going to die. They just did. They do. Incidentally, Bob did plan to get the handle of the notifications on that space. I just curious I thought it was under control because I had spoken earlier about it and I said, you know, he knew that high sensitivity on Rocky.
John didn't say Pete had to have a notification. He said that the word was that Pete had made the decision.
Sure.
The decision was made by computers, as I understand it. And that was the thing they were sweating out. Was what all was in there. The tool was fully aware of all that.
He does not have the subtlety to handle political matters here. We had that on this. They're talking about this brain, the trade, the rest. He's a wonderful guy. He's not there. We just got to, you got to face it. I mean, the hardest thing in this business is like Peel, your best friends on Turk County. Cannot, simply hang on for, you know, I mean, I don't fever under attack to be there. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I mean, terms of assignments and the rest, if he doesn't have it, good guy. Thank you. the water leak thing is coming to head. Well, it's on a reasonably good track, considering the grand jury is going through the 1701 people. But Peterson's view, line to Dean, is that what he expects to do, but what he said Dean wants, I think we're going to be able to finish this grand jury thing up pretty quick. And we'll bring indictments on the 7th, and we can probably bring them the latter part of August or wait till around mid-September. And Dean said he'd get the distinctive that Peterson was asking for guidance as to which we wanted. But he was also telling him they were going to bring indictments on 7th, and that's very good news, because that means they're indicting Watergate 5, plus Hunt and Liddy. And that's all. John says if they
are they going to put out an indictment about the others?
Apparently not. But they're going to just indict those. And what they'll do is our view, I think, is to wait, because there's a very good chance of it not coming to trial until after the election. It will be called on special calendar, and the special calendar is fairly clear, so it could come up pretty soon. But even if it gets to court, there's a set of pretrial motions they've got to go through.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So John feels that we ought to go for delay and just hope nothing happens before the election, that we're better off with that than we are.
In fact,
my original feeling was get it out now, get it done in August, and get it over with. But that might hit it right in the middle of the Republican convention, where it's a lot of TV attention, which would be a problem, too. What do you want the BP to do?
To go on this?
No, I don't.
He should not go.
He should not go?
No.
He's calling, asking what role you want to go.
No. Tell him that when I go, he should not. The two of us should never go to the same event. Okay. Because of the security back. Way harder.
Even though he's president of the Senate.
No. I don't think he should. If the president goes, it's overdoing it. Because he didn't go to the walkway with the other one, Russell.
You will. attend all of his luncheon.
No, Mrs. Nixon did. Either I did, I only attended one.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Nixon attended the other two. She was up there twice, different functions. And he showed us some motion pictures. It was very often a motion picture.
The president declared the nation's chef supreme.
Which you guys have considered true, that's right. I sent him to the nation's chef.
Oh, I remember that.
Actual information of the major factor going back. Power comes from Louisiana. We're talking to the way down. We're talking to the wall. We're talking to the pastor. We're talking to Eddie there. And of course, my answer will be along with Scott.
White.
White. Joe White.
Bob.
And Bob. See, Louisiana just loaded with power.
Yes.
That's the reason. You know, I think I was about when I was chatting earlier about this point, but I think Buchanan's advice regarding not having this comments, he meant by me didn't take that.
I think it's good to go ahead.
Writing in the story, we got across our point on the foreign policy, and got us a chance to make a political point, so it wasn't a headline.
Right. And they're coming in this morning, still. Did you tell them what Schechter said?
No.
Yeah, they don't see that.
Well, Schechter came in the office and we were talking, and he said, you know, he said there was a tone in that room. A tone, a feeling in that room, a sense in the room. You know, these guys that look for the tones and so on. He said that was a man who was not standing there saying he was president. He said he was very clearly the president of the United States. He said that was, you know, that was this the very definite sense that
they bought me on. I didn't know Schechter.
Yeah.
That's good.
In other words, they, you know, they
they
were quite impressed with that session yesterday. Horner came in yesterday. He said,
but old Jackson.
Well, he said, you know, those are so good, he said, because it allows the president to put in perspective without short answers, but to put into perspective his feelings, what his positions are, what he wants, what he's trying to do, and what he's doing. And he said it's very, very, very productive. You know, Horner hasn't been traveling with us because the star cut us off, but he came in the office all excited this morning about the fact that he's on the trip to Florida and to California and Hawaii. So if you see, you might say, I'm glad you're
like the star.
But they didn't have money.
But now
apparently with the new combination, Jack's back on, so he's just really in ecstasy this morning.
Great.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he really is. He's one of the
very decent fine men. How old is he?
Corner's 60,
I think. Right. So he's over trying to keep a little bit better care of himself.
He's
doing better now.
Tried to lose weight and stuff, so he lost about 25 pounds. But he's had a rough life, you know, he's been smoking and drinking and staying up late for a long time.
Oh, those guys.
I don't know how Frank Cormier stays alive.
Does he drink?
Oh.
He really does.
And I'll tell you.
But I've never seen him loaded.
Yeah. No, but I'm not talking about. I don't mean
he holds it fairly well.
I mean, drink. I mean, these guys drink.
Like what?
Well, they'll start after the briefing, you know, they'll go out on the beach or play tennis or something, do their overnighters and so forth. They'll sit up in those bars. They'll sit and drink for 5 hours in a row. I mean,
sit there and talk
and go on, and I mean, they won't have.
You know, they get blurrier and blurrier on the airplane,
and
the air goes out.
they won't have four scotch and water, five scotch and water. They'll go through 12 in a night. Then John Osborne, I've never seen him. Oh, heavenly.
But does he? I didn't know that.
Oh.
I thought he was a pre go.
Are you kidding? I was suspected every night in California, Osborne would go through at least
Martinis.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
I thought, and the thing of liquor.
Martini is, that means he's having, no martini can be made with less than 2 ounces. 12 ounces, that's a half a bottle.
But these guys have developed over the years such a capacity to absorb that. You know who for a while could handle it until he got into the trouble? You know, Merriman Smith, obviously, used to drink very heavily.
He sure did.
But Merriman Smith was a guy who I saw in the first 2 years here, on occasion, really put it down. But when a story broke or something, and he would have reach for the telephone in his hand, he could dictate absolutely clear, good company.
We all do all that. They all see story.
The story. It
does. The
farm here is that way, too.
Yeah. It's true.
But as you say, Horner, over the years,
particularly they do that over the telephone. They put it to make notes.
So they'll make a note, and they'll pick up the phone, and they'll dictate from your notes. You'll notice that in a press conference, particularly on the wires, the first lead will always be the first thing you say. It may not be the whole lead, but they'll immediately, when they get out of here, run. They go out of here, and they run back to their booths, they grab the phone, and they've got people waiting there with the typewriters, and they dictate their running copy, their lead, and just from their notes, just going from their notes. And when they dictate, they'll say, President Nixon said today that the North Vietnamese are using propaganda, mass propaganda thing. And then they'll say, period, paragraph. When they say period, paragraph, the copy guy take the copy out of the typewriter, and the guy put a new piece of typewriter in, it's over the office, and they'll go immediately to the wire and punch it out over the wire.
No rewriting,
not on the initial bulletins. They do a good job in that.
I'm sorry.
And then as the story begins to build, and
back and fill.
Doesn't mean a thing to anyone except their own ego.
No, exactly. It's an image. And all this kind of thing. We did not have a picture of me coming in. You know the reason I'm excited about you. I just did not want to be sure it looked like a Cleveland Johnny.
Yeah.
Coming in, clothing over the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I carried it that way.
I think that was the right.
It didn't have a bad picture at all. It showed a serious one, not of something else, something grievous. Mm-hmm. But you notice that was much the better thing. I'm not thinking the thing of the newspaper. I'm thinking of the
Right. That's right.
So this one, but next time, we will do it, then they say they're right here.
Well, we're good because they requested. See, they all requested yesterday.
Yeah. And did they request?
Yeah.
Having cameras or
two? No, just the wires came up and asked for it.
Oh.
I said, well, I don't have a chance to see that light before, and I said, we'll try and look the next time. So when the next time, those photographers are saying, I'll say, well, we have had requests when we've had a year to do it. And then the wire, they'll check the wire guys, and they'll say, yeah, we've been pushing for this for a long time. So that would mean that a hole there.
By legalism, alcohol, it's the only problem that you've got.